Hello, and welcome to the Share Chair podcast, where we tell stories and learn from listening.
All right, everyone, thanks for joining us on the Share Chair podcast again. And I'm excited to have two students from the cast of our school musical here at Fruitport High School joining us today. So, Brantley Melman, why don't you say hello? And then, Katie Jessica, you can say hello after that. So.
Hi, I'm Brantley Mellum, and I'm a sophomore, and I'm really excited about this year's musical. We open in about a week, and I'm really a little nervous just because we always get a little jitters. And just something interesting about me is that I'm the president of the Leos Club here at Fruitport.
What's that?
It's kind of like a subpart of the Lions Club. So it's like we do like community service, like we put on a bike rodeo and we do 7 old fashioned days and old fashioned Christmas. So we just help a lot with the Lions Club.
So you're, all right, so Lions Club, like a student edition.
Yeah, pretty much.
And help with around the community.
Yeah.
Good. And you said that the musical is in about a week, but this will get published, I think, just a few days. So what's the actual date of opening night? Do you know?
March 22nd. And then we have another show on March 23rd.
You have two shows, maybe.
Well, so we have three shows. We have a matinee on Saturday, and then we have a 7 p.m. show on Saturday also. And we have opening night, which is Friday on Saturday.
Great.
Friday at 7.
All right. Looking forward to seeing that. So,
yeah.
Katie Jessica is also in the musical this year, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie Jessica. I am a junior this year at Fruitport. I've been doing the musical since fourth grade. Some of them did get cut out because of COVID and everything else, but I've done it for a long time. I'm excited to do the podcast again. I'm excited for opening night. Like Brantley said, I'm a bit nervous, but it's been a fun time.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it good nerves? Like the right amount of nerves, or like nervous because you guys aren't prepared at all, or just because it's nervous because performing live is nerve-wracking?
Well, I think a part of it is definitely the performing live part, but I think it's just nerves. Like, we know what we're doing, but it's still just like there's a rush there, and with that rush, it just always comes a little bit of nerves, and I think they're getting nerves for sure.
I definitely want to spend time talking about theater and musicals and productions and stuff, but is there other stuff that you do around the school? Like, I think, Katie, you might have to leave soon. You're getting ready for a sports tryout. So tell us what else you do about the school and what else you got going on this spring.
So I've definitely played a lot of sports, done a lot of music stuff. I'm still in band. I'm in wind ensemble. I'm not in choir anymore this year, but I'm trying to work it out so I can do both again next year. I am trying out for softball. I grew up playing it, haven't played it in a few years. I am no longer doing track. I was going to try to do both. Couldn't make it work with the schedule. But I'm definitely excited to try to get back into sports. Just a lot of music, though. I'm definitely big on music.
Yeah, so instrumental and vocal and then performing. And then with softball, I imagine that those first 2 weeks... coaches will have to be flexible because you have the big week of rehearsals before shows and stuff. So what do you guys call that week right before?
Show week.
Tech week.
And then show week.
Yeah.
Those are the same thing or two different weeks?
It's the same thing, but I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of like, honestly, in my opinion, at least tech week is like the week before just because that's when we're really getting in deep with it. But it's generally known as the same week of the show. And we just call show week because... I don't know. It just adds a little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah, but you have more, intense rehearsals, your costumes, makeup.
Microphones, lights.
Yeah, go through things more, longer.
Right? Yeah, they're 3 to 9, and normally we're used to six to nines. Yeah.
Wow. So, Brantley, how about you? Anything else you do? I mean, you're at the Leo Club, but anything else that you do around the school?
Yeah, I am a part of choir, so I'm in the Varsity Voices for that. I'm part of DECA, which is a business club for people who do not know. Miss Hershey is our advisor. Part of the Leo's Club.
What do you do in DECA?
So DECA, the last 2 years, I have done with my partner, Abby. We have done a part called marketing management. And so basically we go in, we have a role play. And it is a scenario. And you are assigned a role and the judges are assigned a role. So normally there's one or two judges. And it's basically, with the marketing one at least, we had to design a promotion this year. We had to do an ad on eyeglasses, protecting your eyes from the comet or something like that. So, yeah, just kind of like a
role
play. Maybe
the eclipse coming up?
Eclipse. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Yep, the eclipse. And basically, it's just like you're in a meeting about like what it would be like in the real world.
And so, okay, so I just had this conversation earlier today. Like, I asked the students, what's the difference between BPA and DECA? Because I think BPA is Business Professionals. And, you know,
of America, yep, yeah, you're right.
And so I thought there'd be a lot of overlap. Does DECA have a more marketing focus?
BPA is more focused on the business aspect of it, while DECA is more focused on, like, the entrepreneurship and marketing of it.
So knowledgeable. Are you in BPA also?
We do not have a BPA here anymore. My sister did PPA, though. So.
Oh, that's why you have it. So.
Yeah, so I just know a little bit more about
it. Is that something you want to do when you grow up, go into business?
So I want to eventually go into law, and then I think I'll dual major and get my also a degree in business, because if I do end up going to law, then I would probably want to open up my own practice and whatnot. So...
Yeah. All right. Good. How about you, Katie? What do you want to be when you grow up? You got career aspirations?
Yeah. So after high school, I plan on going to Texas, maybe Florida for marine biology. And I'm not sure what I want to minor in yet, but it's between math, music, and some sort of other like economical science. Like I was definitely looking into... like just plant sciences and just, you know, land science apart from the aquatic sciences. But marine biology is the main thing I want to do and just travel.
You want to find some way to be a professional marine biologist.
Yeah.
Like doing some kind
at
of
some point I do
save
want to
the
go
planet, do some research.
At some point I want to go back to school. Like I don't plan on just, I mean, obviously it's good to go to college for a job that you want to have and keep. But I'd like to go back to school when I'm older and learn more about like aerospace dynamics, like engineering and stuff and like just rocket science type stuff. I've always been really interested in that.
Wow. What diversity. I love it. I love it. So, well, great. Well, let's talk about the musical. Tell me why you would want to be in a musical. like why would you do that first? Like it's a lot of work. You perform. You said something about being nervous. Like, you know,
well,
why do it?
I mean, it definitely is a lot of work. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't realize going into it or even just on the outside watching it. Because, I mean, with my experience, I've met a lot of people who do sports and don't do any music stuff. But I mean, once you're actually in it, and for those kids who maybe only did sports and then decided to join the musical, like, they really start to realize, wow, this is, like, hard work just as much as you would put into a sport or, like, schoolwork or whatever. But, I mean, in the end, it's really all worth it. It's the same thing as just practicing really hard for a tournament or, like, studying really hard for a big test. It's, I mean, the outcome is always really great and like special, and I think it's really nice to get to share it with everyone.
All right, so let me see if I understand right. So for me, like training in sports or coaching, like the satisfaction comes from like doing your best and putting together a great, you know, competition or performance. And you're saying the same thing for,
yeah,
for this. You
I mean, especially closer to show week, it gets really, really stressful for everyone, even the directors. Everyone's kind of, you know, on edge. But then, I mean, you get to that first show, even the staff show the Thursday before opening night. And, I mean, once you finally just do it and you're in costume and you have the lights and the sound and everyone's just up on that stage together, it's just, I mean, the whole experience makes it completely worth all of the really hard work, especially getting to do it with your new friends who just become like a family.
Ah, so I like that. So, Riley, how about you? Well, add on to this. What do you like about doing musicals?
Well, it's really hard work, and it's really nice that at the end you get the feeling of satisfaction getting paid off. I can't tell you how amazing it feels after performing during curtain call. It feels so good to know that all these people are there to watch you, mm-hmm, and that they are so proud of what you did and that you entertained them for the 2.5 hours or whatever, and they didn't want to leave. Like, it just is a great feeling. And then to go out and greet all of them, that is even better, and it just really all pays off.
It's the best part. Especially, like, I mean, last year, all of the little kids, because, I mean, there is every year, even if it's, you know, maybe not the best show for younger audiences, so many people bring their kids, and then all of these kids are so excited to meet these, like, cast members. And, I mean, last year with Adam's family, there were little girls dressed as Wednesday and running up to me and asking for pictures, and there were kids dressed as Pugsley, and it was just, that is the best part by far, I would say, is seeing those kids and, like, especially the ones who then say, like, tell their parents that they want to do the musical and that, like, they were inspired by what we just did. That's, I think that's the most rewarding feeling.
I imagine, yeah. When someone wants to experience what you experienced, then they, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. What, so Bradley, do you do choir too, you said?
Yeah.
And so we don't do plays at Fruitport High School. We used to do sometimes plays in a musical. Now we just do one big musical. Mm-hmm. And so what is it about, I mean, the singing that comes with musicals, like what do you, I wonder why you just love singing in general, and what are the challenges of singing in general? You guys want to speak to that at all?
Sure. I think I love singing so much because it's just kind of like a stress reliever for me, because with school and wanting to challenge myself, that really gets me amped up. And just to be able to go home and sing, like, I grew up in a singing household. Like, my dad sings, he plays the guitar, and he's quite musically talented. And my grandma loves to sing, and my aunts love to sing. So it's just, like, something that we've grown up into. And I also sing at church, so I really enjoy doing that and being able to, you know, praise God or whatever. And it's also, some challenges in it is, like, in choir, at least, the harmonies are one of my biggest, like, not my biggest problems, but it's just one of the biggest things that they have to harp on the most. It's like hitting notes. Like, right now in choir we are singing Ukrainian piece, and just some of the harmonies in it are really, really hard, and we almost have them perfected, but it's not quite there. But we do perform at festival in 2 days, so it's gonna be really exciting.
Oh,
to
yeah,
be able to
I
do
forgot
that
you guys are that close.
Yeah. So you have festival. What's festival?
So basically, you go and you prepare 2 songs for districts.
I don't know what that is either.
It's basically, there's band and choir festivals. So band, we already did ours last week. And it's essentially like a music competition in a sense. But it's not like Battle of the Bands or anything. It's more laid back. Like for band, we have a march, a ballad, and then just like kind of a piece that our director gets to pick. And I mean, it's fun. It's kind of, depending on, like, how nervous you get with stuff, it can be pretty nerve-wracking. I wouldn't say it's as bad as musical, and I think both of us could agree that,
yeah.
I mean, getting into festival, it's pretty chill for us because we've had that nerve of being on stage alone.
Yep.
But it's essentially just a competition where a lot of different schools, like, their bands get together and perform for judges.
So different schools send their bands or their choirs.
Yeah.
They perform and then they say, like, you got first place and second place, or they get a score.
So there's multiple judge
systems.
They're more like ranking. So like one being the best, and there's multiple different, like, I think there's 3 or 4 different areas where they'll judge you on.
Yep.
And which choir and band both does the, they perform and then they go to a sight reading room.
Yeah.
So, which, for those who don't know what sight reading is, that's basically getting a brand new piece of music you've never seen before, never heard it before. For me personally, I'm a percussionist, so I get assigned a part, like bass, drum, timpani, whatever. I have no idea what to expect. And, like, the judge will tell us when to flip it over. We get it. We look at it. We talk about it. And then we just run it. We try to play it. And the band actually got, well, Wind Ensemble got all ones. Symphonic band, we don't know yet because their system wasn't working and they have to mail it to us. But, yeah, it's just a fun little competition between schools for music stuff. And to bring,
so you try
together
to get the highest score, all ones is,
yeah,
the best,
yeah,
or try to get better than last year, or whatever,
yeah,
the goals are.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's a way to judge how the band's progressing other than just a Christmas concert or end of the year concert.
Exactly.
Okay, fun.
Yeah, and for the rankings, they give you an overall ranking. So if you get a 1, you get to go and move on to state,
mm-hmm,
which they call it a learning opportunity because you can't go any further than that, but they still rank you and whatnot. And at least for a choir aspect of that, we have to prepare 2 songs for district's festival. And then for this, you have to prepare 3. And then for sight reading, a little bit more is what they said. We have to do 5 exercises. So there is a, there's like a rhythms, I guess we can call it, a rhythms and a sight reading. And then there is another rhythms and then another sight reading and then another sight reading.
Whoa.
So we have to get that. I think they give us like 30 minutes to do it. And so we practice and we go into like our small groups and we talk about either what the rhythm is or what the music is. And then we have to perform it in front of the judges, and the judges like based off of our posture and our confidence and our accuracy, basically.
So the sight reading is kind of, you know, standing out to me. Like, that sounds like you got to really know what's going on.
Yeah.
You just can't practice the same thing for 6 months and then perform it.
Right.
So I remember we used to have a culinary team at our school.
Really?
I don't know if you guys know that. We had culinary contests and we would win state championships and stuff. We had
That's pretty serious.
But they got to practice what they were going to cook. And they would do the same recipe over and over and over again for months, I think. And like really try to perfect it and stuff. And so, man, I imagine that the culinary students would struggle more if you showed up and, hey, today you're cooking fish, or today you're cooking pork chops or something like that.
I'd imagine it'd be like memorized recipes, right?
Yes, I think so. But I mean, they had to memorize
they bring
it, but
that
I'm sure
that sounds
they did.
Interesting.
So yeah. We could talk more about it off mic if you want. So, well, tell us about your past musicals. I know you said something about, is it called Addams Family?
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family from last year. You guys are both in it. And Katie, what role were you last year?
I was Wednesday Addams.
And Brantley, how about you?
I was Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester, I remember. And was there any other ones? Like, I know that it's not just a high school musical at Fruitport Community Schools. We invite middle school kids. We invite elementary school kids, you know. And, you know, when we do a Wizard of Oz, they play, you know, the
Munchkins.
Right?
Yeah, the Munchkins.
The Munchkins, right?
Yeah.
So, and other, you know, other roles like that. So what else have you guys done in the past?
So in sixth grade, I did The Little Mermaid. That is unfortunately the show that we didn't get to perform.
Yeah.
And in that, I was a seagull, a sailor, and a sea creature, which I honestly, that was my first musical. And I was so excited for it. I'd heard all about it, and it just got me so hyped up. And then when we had to go into COVID and not be able to perform like 2 weeks away, it just really
canceled the show like 3 days before opening night.
Yeah. So you did. You talked about all the challenges and how hard it is and how much work it is. But it's all worth it at the payoff. And then in the March of 2022, when everything started shut down, you did all the hard work and didn't get the payoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I remember all of us just went out and pretty much cried because all that hard work. And we didn't even get to like fully run the show with set or anything once. It was just over. And we did eventually get together, but it just, I mean, it was sad, especially for seniors. I still feel bad because, I mean, that was their last year and then it was kind of gone. And I know a lot of us.
That season was bad for many kids in many ways. And we're still dealing with the ripple effects of that stuff for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
So what else? So were you in Little Mermaid?
Yes, I was Flounder. I was in seventh grade.
And then what was the musical after that?
We didn't have one the next year because of COVID.
That's right.
So I've been doing it since fourth grade. So my first one was Seussical, the musical. That was definitely an experience. That was interesting. I loved being in it. But the next year when they did Grease, my little tomboy fifth grade self decided, no, I don't want to do it because I don't want to wear a pink poodle skirt. And then I went and watched the show and I sat and I cried because I regretted it so much because, I mean, I'm never really on the other side watching. I'm always in it. And just that feeling of like, I had a chance to do this and I didn't. And from that point on, I've like every year I've made sure that I've like put the musical first and do that because, I mean, it really is so fun. And I don't think people realize how much fun they had until, like, they miss it and then they see other people doing it.
Yeah, there's a truth in there for sure.
Yeah.
What, you mentioned that, like, you've never been on that side. So, like, are you guys both fans of musicals? Like, do you go see shows? Like, will you go to DeVos and see Broadway, Grand Rapids? Will you go to a Civic Theater show and see a show?
Yeah, I mean, I know we've both gone for like field trips for choir, band, whatever, but I don't know. I have seen some, not really much before I started musicals. I always make jokes that I'm like a bad theater kid because I haven't seen a lot of musicals, but I mean.
So you're saying more like the performing side is more of your spirit.
But Bradley,
your body language changed. So you really enjoy seeing musicals. I take it. What are some ones you've seen recently or ones?
Recently? Well, I haven't. Last year I hadn't seen Hadestown, which
that was, really
was by far one of the most amazing shows I've ever seen.
Was that like a class kind
of
situation?
Okay. It was really good.
Ones that I've watched on my own, I did watch Seussical here, on my own. And then I did watch Grease too.
I hope you weren't on your own. You were in like third grade.
Well, obviously not on my own, but like outside of musical and class and whatnot. I did go watch the Penguin Project at the Civic Theater. I watched The Wizard of Oz and Seussical. The Seussical there was very, very good, and so was The Wizard of Oz, but it was the year that we did it, and it was really cool to see how they took snippets of it, but still did it so well. And if you don't know what The Penguin Project is, it's basically, it's a musical for special needs, and they get the chance to perform, and then they have mentors, which Katie and Carson were both recently in that, and last year they did the High School Musical. Not this Katie, Katie Tompkins.
Okay.
But yeah, so that is really something that made a big impact on wanting to do the musicals.
No, I hear great things about the Penguin Project, and yeah.
I would like to try to do it next year. I want to try to help.
I have friends in Illinois that talked about their local Penguin Project mm-hmm. too, and I didn't know it was such a, you know, went from community to community. So
yeah.
That's great. So, maybe we should get a group and go see some more musicals more often. So I just saw Mr. Zwankowski perform last weekend in the Grand Haven's Civic Theater called Central Park Players. Mm-hmm. And he did a play called Half Baked. He played a retired guy, and it was awesome. And then they have auditions today for their spring musical, which is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Which I actually got to see the original production on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I got to see Josh Gad play one of the characters. You know, I don't know if you know Josh Gad. He's famous for probably playing Olaf, right? That's his big one.
That's really
and
cool.
So I've seen the show more than once, and so I'll see it again in May. And so I can get some students if you gotta sit in the audience and enjoy other people's nervousness for nothing. You can just enjoy. So, well, tell us about this musical. So we're doing Mamma Mia, and I don't know too much about the musical, though I know a lot of musicals. I'm not too familiar with this one, but it's all based on tying together music from ABBA, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so were you fans of ABBA?
Oh, yeah.
Were kids that are in the show, like, wanted to be in it because they love this musical, they love ABBA, or a lot of people like this is new music to them?
Cause I'm not sure how many actually knew. Like, I feel like the high schoolers, I mean, they definitely know some of the songs, even just from like social media. I know some of the songs were like trending and like you could hear more of them, and that might be why they're more familiar with it. But I personally, like, I collect vinyl records a lot, and I have an ABBA Gold record, and I have the Mamma Mia movie soundtracks, both one and two. So, I mean, I've definitely been a fan of it for a while, but I don't know. I mean, I hope all the younger kids who maybe didn't know about it enjoy it, because I think they're really good songs.
They are very good.
Is it just a fun musical to practice and rehearse?
Yeah. It's definitely song heavy.
Yeah,
it is very song heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are going to be the top songs and the top the best scenes? Like,
I don't really think that there can be like a top, but I can tell you a personal favorite.
Oh, yeah,
I really love After Curtain Call. So we're doing a little, I don't know. There's like three different hymns in there, and
for bows.
Yeah, for bows, and we are doing Waterloo, and Waterloo is by far one of my favorite songs.
I agree.
And the dance to it is so fun. And that is just going to be my favorite song,
I love
I think.
Waterloo.
All right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So what roles do you guys have? So, and this, what's your?
So this year I'm playing Sophie Sheridan, the daughter in Mamma Mia.
Okay. So let me see if I know this. So this is the daughter there's a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one where the wedding's
engaged.
Coming up. Yes. Okay. All right. I don't want to give too much away if people have. So, and Brett, how about you? What role are you playing?
I am playing Sam Carmichael, which he is like the, I wouldn't call him the lead dad, but he's one of the dads. And he's got a heavier role.
All right. So the idea is that there's three potential dads, right?
Yeah.
And one of them is Sophie's dad.
But
we're not 100% sure who it is.
Yes.
No. So,
and that's part of the comedy of the show
and the
touching part of the show too, right?
Like,
So, all right. So, those are great. So we got a couple leads here and stuff. And you said that I was shocked that so many people wanted to be part of this show, maybe more than any other in Fruitport history. Tell me a little bit about the auditions and the numbers. And you're telling me before we started recording.
So this year we had, I think she said around 95 kids audition. And I mean, that's a big number. That's a lot of people. And it wasn't just the younger kids in elementary either. Like, it was middle school and high schoolers as well. And I think that's really cool. I mean, obviously it's sad that we have to cut people, but I mean, it's really awesome that that many people are starting to want to join. And I know some people, I know a lot of moms are fans of this musical, and I know a lot of them were like really excited about it. So I do know some kids were kind of influenced by that as well. But I mean, either way, I'm just glad that they have a reason to, you know, get out there and try something new.
Yeah. Well,
your director could maybe, you know, speak to this, but my impression from or Sydney Curtis, right?
Yeah.
You know, is that they try to get as many people involved as possible, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But this year, to say 95 was just too big for this musical to get everyone in. And some people, mm-hmm. they had to say, you know, come try again next year kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. I give a lot of credit for any of those kids that try out for a team or audition for a spot with the chance that they could be told no, because mm-hmm. a lot of kids wouldn't be brave enough to even try. They would, you know, and
I
so
agree.
All
yeah.
those kids, yeah, good for them, even though if they didn't get the answer they wanted. So.
Yeah, our cast this year is around 45 or 50, so we did end up cutting quite a few kids. But it really shows how much effort you have to be put in to be able to make it. And the other kids aren't necessarily bad at what they do. They just weren't right for the show.
Yeah.
And so
I imagine there's a lot more dancing in this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess.
We have a new choreographer as well.
We have a choreographer. Because I feel like some of the more recent shows, that was not as big a part of the...
No.
Yeah, this has a lot more dancing,
yeah,
for sure.
So has that been challenging?
Oh, yeah.
Are Fruitport
for
kids
sure.
good
Which
at dance?
Is, What's nah. the... I would confidently say Fruitport is a school that has a lot of potential vocally, but
not
just
dancing.
Physically and like... Because, I mean, you got to think about the fact... I mean, this is the whole dance numbers that are being choreographed by a teacher for us. But, I mean, some of these kids... aren't very coordinated, and like a lot of us are clumsy.
Yeah.
I'm Brantley's fallen off the stage.
Wait, for real?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like
okay.
during rehearsal, you fell off the stage?
We weren't dancing.
We weren't dancing, but I don't remember what we were doing, but it was during the Wizard of Oz, and I literally slipped off the stage. And all I remember is that I got up, and Cindy was like,
well,
are you okay?
Wasn't it dark too?
No.
I feel
it
like
was during cast pictures.
Oh, yeah. So the audience area was dimmed, like dark. You couldn't really see out there.
Yeah.
But the lights were on the stage and everything, like everyone was talking, whatever, waiting for like next instructions. And then all you hear is a thud.
Yeah.
And we all look over and Brantley's just like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then I imagine there was a fair amount of chuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Once everyone was okay, then there was.
Well, I went and pulled myself together and I went out there and Cindy, I guess, afterward was like, if one of you guys falls off this stage again, you're getting cut. And I'm like, I
it was
love
really
that
funny.
I started that tradition, though, because it's just something
every
that we all
year
laugh
we bring
now.
It up.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
So let me bring back to the choreography. So it's been challenging. Like, did the choreographer like really push you guys to try these, you know, elaborate dancing sequences? Were things the right level of challenge for students that maybe they don't have a ton of dance background. We don't have a dance class in school.
No, we don't.
Or something.
Which, I mean, even my sister, she had went to Fruitport from like freshman year on. She danced her whole life. She always did dance stuff. So I mean, even for her, I wish we had a dance team. I think like even just like a little club getting together and like even just like just dance, that'd be fine. I think that'd be fun, but. No, a lot of kids do not have a dance background. I think I know like maybe two or three, and they aren't even in the musical. So, but the choreographer this year has definitely challenged us more than the one we had in previous years, which, I mean...
Well, let's give them some love. Could you share some names? So you talked about your brand director and music director.
So,
let's hear their names. So they can. So who's the dance coordinator?
The choreographer is Kendall. Mm-hmm. She also helps with the Penguin Project. This is my first year meeting her. I know some of the other cast members already knew her. She is the sweetest. I love her to death.
She is.
I do feel bad because anytime we start talking or like kids get distracted, she has a hard time kind of, you know, yelling. But I mean, she's just so sweet, and she's really good at what she does. And she's a good singer, too, so that's helpful
that really
as
does
well.
Help.
Yeah, but she's definitely been pushing us a lot, and I don't think any of us were expecting it or, like, necessarily ready for it, but we're all having a lot of fun with it. It's just the matter of
dance music, right?
I mean, some of the songs are vocally challenging as well.
Oh, for sure.
While we're dancing really, like, you know, hardcore dances. So all of us who are mic'd and have to sing while dancing, it gets a little strugglesome sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I, myself, and a few other leads have asthma. We'll be dancing, and then we'll start, like, either saying lines or singing, and just, like...
The wheezing sound. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it's definitely fun. It's challenging, but I think it's worth the challenge because, I mean, even seeing all of the younger kids, they get into it. Whether it's maybe a little sloppy, not the most coordinated, I love watching the rest of the cast, like, dance beside me and, like, all of those younger elementary schoolers just break it down and get so happy when they're dancing up there.
I can see the excitement come from you. And I just got my tickets today, so I'm excited to see the show. So what, let's drop some of those other names so they'll enjoy being mentioned. So who's your choir director?
Our choir director is Adelaide Petersmark.
She's amazing.
She's great. We love her to death.
And who's the band director?
Mr. Priest.
And is he doing the
He's directing the pit.
The pit.
All of the music members and the, like, who perform the music live behind the stage.
I got to say, I really love that we still have live musicians.
I agree.
Yeah, so do
and
I.
Now it's a little bit different because there's not an actual, like, pit below the stage. We have some technology instead, and I love watching this. So there... in the room behind
it's the shop
the stage,
room.
The shop room.
Yeah, the green room.
Yep. And then there's just cameras and, you know, and then cues are made through monitors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mr. Priest directs them and they, like, the pit members see him, but a camera's also right in front of him. So, like, when we have solos or have lines that we have to be cued in on when to play or say whatever that, like, we're saying when they're playing, he'll, like, look, he'll, like, make eye contact with the camera, and you have to look at this screen in the audience. Yeah. And it sometimes it's a little hard not to, like, chuckle or break character because he definitely does make sure he's looking directly at you. But, I mean, he's so helpful.
So instead of him being, you know, near the stage and making eye contact, you're looking at the monitor. Mm-hmm. So those are the people, like, the, I don't know, maybe the people that come to the show and sit in the lower bowl can look over their shoulder and you'll see the monitor we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
But keep your attention on the stage. That's where most of the fun is. Mm-hmm. But it is a fun technology that I didn't know was so common. And I think some schools... They just have pre-recorded music,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They just have the tracks, and so it's pretty cool. And we have some student musicians.
Yes, we do.
And then we hire some adult musicians too. So is Mr. Roop part of it again?
Yes, he is.
So our physics teacher part of the musical.
Yes,
any other names worth sharing?
I wish I knew all the names of the pit. We only had one rehearsal with them so far, so I'm not entirely sure who all's in it, and not all of them were there. But I mean. Even just from what we did here, we heard, like, some bass guitar going on. We heard some drum set. And our piano player, Maria, she works with Ms. Petersmark for the choir and for musical stuff.
She's keyboard one.
Amazing.
She's great at what she does. Mm-hmm. She's there almost every single rehearsal that we need, like, music with, especially since we moved fully into the pack. Because we also used to have rehearsals at the middle school.
Yeah.
It was... interesting to say the least, but it was
wait,
nice
for this performance.
Yes. Every year
practicing in a different
yes,
which it's I mean you can imagine it's hard with dancing especially because that stage is so much smaller.
Yeah,
but I mean with our set, I'm not gonna give anything away, but our set is big.
It's
and
beautiful.
Wait, bigger than last year?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
And
last year
at
Anderson, it was so good. People were so happy to see us use. Though, for people who don't know, we have a new performing arts center that came with our new constructed high school, and it is a huge upgrade.
What was the old
stage.
We used to perform our shows in the middle school.
And and the old one at the high school is even smaller than that.
Oh yeah, it was.
And so it's great to see to use the new tools we have to the max, and it makes it
for fun.
And I'm hearing you talk about all the people involved, and it is quite a community of people that performs.
Sure.
and maybe only a half are the people that are on stage.
People don't realize how many people
and everything else, and
like all of the people backstage work just as hard if not harder than all of us. Like Stephanie, the costume like coordinator, she is amazing. Her daughters come in and help for show week and stuff. I love both of them. Mr. Grossenbacher, he pretty much runs the pack. That pack is his baby.
Yep.
We actually
the technology.
Yeah, yes. Which we both work in the Performing Arts Center. Yeah. So either way, got a shout out to him because he's a great boss and he's just
He we also have to shout out to our parents because they are ones that are like putting in the work. A couple weekends ago, we had move-in, and they got all of our stuff in one load because of the parents that showed up. They came back here and built it within 2 days and painted it all, and just what they can do, and we don't even realize it or, I guess, thank them enough for it, is a lot, and we are so appreciative of them for that.
That's really nice for you to say that and to remember that, so... Well, this is great. I think maybe we'll try to wrap up. So I'm really excited to see the show. I could tell you're excited to perform, you know, break legs. I hope it goes great and everything else. Is there anything to wrap up talking about Mamma Mia coming for?
Just be ready for a lot of ABBA music and be ready for a lot of songs that you're going to want to sing along to because they are so catchy, especially with our live music. It is so catchy.
I agree.
I imagine this will be one of those musicals where people are humming and singing on the way out, right? They've seen the show and they're, you know, exiting and they're kind of remembering a song and wanting to sing along. So great. Well, we end all of our Share Chair podcasts asking people to share advice. And so kind of strange because, Katie, we had you done last year and have you back. And so I don't know if you have the same advice or different advice. And then maybe are you okay going first? And then we'll ask Brantley to share what his best advice that he wants to share is.
Well, I know last year I definitely brought up just sticking with what you want to do and being yourself. And just because, you know, sports might seem cooler or... I know a lot of stereotypes are made about music kids, whether it's musical, choir, band. There's a lot of things said, but I don't think that should stop people. And I know I mentioned that a lot last year. But this year I'd also like to just mention, like, the importance of, I mean, just acknowledging the work that everyone else around you is doing as well. Like, I feel like more and more this year, and I know it's also because I'm getting older and I'm an upperclassman now, but when I was in fourth grade doing musicals, I never understood how difficult it was for leads or for Cindy, our director, or for anyone working with the pit or working with just music and stuff in general. And, I mean, I think it's just really important to think about all of the people around you, whether it's sports and teammates and coaches or if it's, like, classmates in general, band kids, choir kids, theater kids, anything. Like, especially teachers and all of the adults who, like, put all of this work in for us. And, I mean, they're the only reasons that any of this is even possible.
Yeah.
We're getting all of this education from all of these adults. And I think it's important that all of us respect each other and acknowledge each other's hard work. And, I mean, everyone's going to have an off day. Everyone's going to get stressed because, I mean, especially everyone in the cast with the musical so close.
Yep.
All of us are stressed, but I think it's just really important to, like, remember how happy we all make each other and how important it is that we all work as a team no matter what the scenario and just treat each other with kindness and like care for one another and just, you know.
So I'm hearing like in a team or group situation, like, you know, appreciate what everyone brings to that, but also you're expanding that even beyond that, right? It's the whole community, people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great advice. Bradley, how about you? You want to share anything?
Mine isn't exactly musical related, but my thing is be compassionate and be what you want to be and live life to the fullest. Because if you don't do what you want to do, you're going to end up regretting it. And regretting stuff in life is just not a way to live. I know that it may seem stressful to fill your life with a bunch of stuff, but in the end, it'll all pay off when you realize and you're older and you're just like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. I got this, this, and this out of it, and it's really helped me with my job today, or something like that. Like, I just, yeah, it's very important to live life to the fullest to me. And everybody should chase their dreams, because dreams aren't going to chase you back, and even if it seems impossible, stuff can surprise you. So, yeah, that's my advice.
I love it, and I love the passion that you said it with, so... Well, Brantley Melman, Katie, Jessica, thanks so much for being part of the Share Chair podcast. I hope the stressful week of final preparations go well. And I'm looking forward to hearing you belt things out when when you guys sing on on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great job. Thanks for having us.
That's it for this week's episode of the Share Chair Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.